Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
how can I increase the amount of my semen? When it comes out, it's just a little amount. Also, how do I make it squirt instead of drip?
When I first started working as a sex educator, it seemed that most of men's questions about their genitals related to their penis size. Over the past 5 years, however, while penis size questions remain common, I've received an increasing number of questions from men about the volume of their semen. While some men believe they produce too much semen or feel they produce too much pre-ejaculate that leaks out at inopportune times, most of the questions are, like yours, about wanting to A, increase the amount of semen, and B, increase its force to make it squirt rather than drip. Unfortunately, there are no surefire ways to change either of these characteristics of semen. However, there are a few things that men can try. Some research suggests that men who are overweight or who smoke have lower semen volume. So if you're a smoker, you can try quitting. There are many great health benefits to stopping smoking. And if you'd like to lose weight, check in with a healthcare provider, a personal trainer, and/or a registered dietitian for information about healthy ways that you can get fit. Because a man's pelvic muscles are linked to the power of his ejaculation and his orgasms, it may be that pelvic floor muscle exercises such as Kegel exercises can help to improve the thrust of a man's ejaculate, to help him squirt more than drip. However, along with aging comes the very normal and common changes to semen that you're noticing, namely, less semen in terms of volume and less powerful ejaculations. You can try to slow these changes through healthy eating, exercise, not smoking, and regular pelvic floor muscle exercises, but none of them are surefire guarantees, and there's no way to stop the aging process. It may help, too, to round out your expectations for sex. I'm not sure what your experience is, but some men and women have unrealistic ideas about sex because of porn. In porn, it's common to show a great deal of semen and a lot of thrust. Of course, the actors are often young and chosen for these qualities, so it's not a fair representation of most men's sexual experiences. My suggestion would be to adopt whatever lifestyle behaviors help you to feel healthy and better about yourself, but to also expand your ideas of sex to look at the bigger picture and not just what's coming out of your penis. Consider how you might work with your partner, if you have one, to make sex feel more connecting, exciting, and pleasurable or meaningful for you both.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.